Get this synthesizer.
These cats are growing. There used to be one, now there are seven.
And two have clown nose red LEDs for indicator lights. These cats are everywhere. Phil is the cool cat I met in college.
These cats are everywhere. Michael is the cool cat I met in college when we got out. And we live to tell the tale.
We are the Microtonal Cats broadcasting to Alpha Centauri. That's why we got on real radio instead of just a podcast.
Radio reaches into space,
leaking our thoughts and words
to the possible life outside the Fermi paradox and past the great filter of the graveyard of life.
That makes the Van Allen Belt radiation look like a refreshing mist on a warm summer morn.
But I will not mourn the fact that we will one day be dirt while spiders crawl inside where our brains used to be. Because our thoughts will still have reverberation.
Because our thoughts will still have reverberation past this city street into near infinity after we are dust and food for happy wiggle worms.
That's the single reason why Michael got us on one particular of the 19 stations, the one in Montana with 93,000 tyranny-busting watts.
In that august location.
With horizontalation, it mostly reaches a population of barley and sheep. Animal sheep, not sheeple people sheep. But look up and out, and it surely can escape the surly bonds of the mundane gyrations of many people's lives.
Of not quite quiet desperation.
Of more recreation than perspiration following inspiration.
I'll say thank you for your service to the good people of Montana. Who slingshot these cats' words into space and on to Alpha Centauri.
Where we may be heard and invited to live there with our wives and our cats and a few choice friends on a human-friendly space station, free from the flagellation of the glaciation.
Free from the flagellation of the glaciations and the bloviation of this human plantation.
Meow.
And you.